The index titled Compromise or Compromised, an assessment of transitional democracy in Zimbabwe, says the country is still far from being democratic. The index accuses Harare of stifling citizens, leaving them with little room for political participation, adding patterns of participation are dominated by patronage networks and political violence. Kudakwashe Chitsike, one of the women who participated in the research, says there is lack of an enabling environment for those with dissenting voices.
There is little room for political participation for women and the youth, with reasons being given as inexperience and lack of education, even though these are the two biggest groups that are courted during political campaigns. Women and youth are the most affected by violence during elections, and they are affected because they are both victims and they are also used as perpetrators.
Although elections are held regularly, Chitsike says they are done to promote a facade of democracy and are marred by violence, terror, and corruption.
Elections do not increase accountability to citizens by politicians, as elections have failed as approval mechanisms, and therefore they are seen as just going through the motions.
Rumbidzai Duwe, who also contributed to the report, points out that citizen security is threatened by those in power, and thus citizens do not believe they can influence decision-making.
The other observation in this book is that there continues to be widespread repression of political freedoms, in particular freedom of the media and press, freedom of expression, freedom of association and assembly, and that there is no consistent and effective protection of these freedoms according to social grouping and political affiliation. Some are more equal than others.
Duwe said the executive, legislature and the judiciary do not submit to scrutiny, adding that where accountability mechanisms exist, they are not fully utilized. The report says while the crisis prior to the inclusive government had a negative impact on socio-economic factors and stripped citizens of their dignity, the unity government has crafted policies to address the problems. Idasa says Zimbabweans can use the Democracy Index to enhance research capacity and lobby for greater democratic depth. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.